Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a 1-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Kempire is brought to you by... Do you know how important it is to rate and review a podcast? Rate and review the Kempire podcast today. 5 stars. Let us know what you love about the podcast. Rate and review the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Did you know that you can watch the Kempire channel on YouTube, Facebook, and on Twitter? Follow us on all of our platforms. More information on our YouTube, our Blue Sky, our Twitter, aka X, and more socials, and every way that you can support us will be available in the episode notes. You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. So I shared with you my morning skincare routine. Now I'm sharing my nighttime skincare routine, brought to you by our friends over at Vudda. Over the last several weeks, we've partnered with Vudda, and I've been utilizing their skincare routine, and I have been loving it. So let me share with you my nighttime skincare routine. It's very simple, and it's made even simpler by our friends over at Vudda. First, I start off with their cleanser. Wash your face with their cleanser. Then I use their silky soft towel, which I love. I love. They're disposable. They are quality. You shouldn't be using the same towel that you use to dry your body. You're on your face. And then I'm using their retinol. People don't understand the benefits of retinol. Smaller pores, youthful skin. A lot of people don't even utilize this. You should. All you need next is their Coco Shea moisturizer. As I've said before, they've made my routine a lot simpler because I've had to use a morning moisturizer versus what I use at night. With their Coco Shea moisturizer, I can utilize it for my morning and my evening. I just put a little bit less on in the morning. At night, I put a little bit more. And that's it for my nighttime routine. One of the other big questions that people have asked me, is there a scent in the moisturizer? Very light scent. The other question people have asked me is Vudda Black owned? Not only is it Black owned, their president is a Black woman. But of course, you also ask, can we get a discount? Of course, get 10% off when you use my link, buttaskin.com/Kempire. More information on Vudda will be available in the description. Thanks, Vudda. I'm too busy producing. Let me know if you guys can hear me, see me, and do all the things. Shout out to Vudda. Skincare today is brought to you by our friends over at Vudda. Go get your 10% off today. More information, again, will be available in the description. Sorry, I was distracted for a second. I was making sure everything was working. Good evening, good evening. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Hope you guys had a fabulous day. And I hope you guys were able to watch our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recap earlier today. Be sure to check that out. I still have to release the audio version. Make sure you subscribe to the Kempire podcast. And I still need to recap episode 6 of The White Lotus for our Club Kempire Baddies. That's our new Apple podcast subscription. So be sure to check that out as well. Thank you, Bella. Bella says, looking good and sounding great. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear, guys. Don't forget to let me know where you're watching from as well. I always want to know where you guys are watching. We are broadcasting live from New York City. All right, where do I want to begin? Let me begin with Real Housewives of Atlanta. So we've been telling you about Real Housewives of Atlanta and the difference in ratings over the years. I just want to preface this by saying this. We want Atlanta to do well, but at the same time, we can't just, you know, say a show is doing well because it's a black show. We still deserve quality television. We still deserve quality reality television. Just keep that in mind, because everyone's like, oh, why are we always talking negative about black shows? If there's something wrong with a black show, we're going to talk about it because that is our right. Okay? Okay. All right. So as you know, we've been doing our Hot Topics Lunch Hour, and we reported episode 1 and 2, so a decline in the demo. And of course, all across the board, when it comes to Bravo shows, when it comes to reality television, we are seeing a decline because more people are watching things on streaming, Peacock, things like that. Peacock's prices just went up again. All the prices are going up. Egg prices are going up, blah, 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 blah. But here's the thing. I've heard from multiple sources that Bravo is concerned. Despite what they're putting out there and what they want people of the show to say and what they want bloggers to say and blogs to say, I'm hearing that they are concerned. They are concerned. Specifically, I'm not surprised that they're concerned, because you're seeing a decline in the demo. It's one thing to see the live ratings. Everyone knows live ratings, that's the night of. A lot of people don't watch the night of. It's a Sunday night. People are getting ready for work, school. There's a lot of things on Sunday nights. 90 Day Fiance, all these other shows to watch. March Madness is happening. So that's understandable that we'll see a decline in live ratings. Bravo looks at a few different things. Live ratings, they look at social media. They also look at streaming. Follow me. Let me just remind you, when it comes to Real Housewives of Atlanta, episode 1, shout out to our friends over at TVDs, because you know what we do here? We cite our sources, unlike some of y'all. That was not shade towards anyone. No one in particular, but I just know there are people apparently using my content and not citing the source. What's that about? Okay. All right. So let me just break down for you what we're seeing, okay? Let me just bring up week 1's ratings, okay? So shout out to TV Deeds. They reported this back in March 12th, okay? So RHOA, matter of fact, hold on. Before I even pull that up, let me just pull up one other thing that I wanted to talk about in regards to this story. So please hold and thank you. Okay. Hold on. Let me just make sure I pull up what I want to pull up. Yeah. Please. Oh, actually, if I go to my text message, and while I'm doing this, guys, be sure to like the video. Just when I think I'm fully prepared, I'm like, oh, wait, I've got one thing that I wanted to add. There was one thing that I wanted to add. All right. Okay. Hold on. Let me just find where I wanted this story from. Oh, here it is. Okay. Let me just make sure I had that pulled up. So what you're seeing on my screen, for those that are watching us on YouTube, those that are watching on TikTok, you can watch us on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, all the places right now, okay? All right. So these are the ratings for the first week. So they had 723,000 live viewers on the premiere episode. It's actually not bad when you look at across the board when it comes to Real Housewives, okay? This is not bad. So y'all can see my face, okay? So they also reported, though, the demo was 0.18. You know, that's the ages between 18 and 49 is the ideal when it comes to advertisers. So TV Deets at the time reported that this was a series low, not season low. In the history of Real Housewives of Atlanta, this was a series low in their demographic. And I said, that's concerning. I was like, okay, I was concerned. It's one thing about a decline, and you'll see that. You'll see people reporting, oh, there's a decline in viewers in comparison to what, you know, they saw in the early years of Atlanta. But again, that was before streaming, okay? But the demo had me a little concerned. Fine. Then week two, this really had me concerned. Week two, okay, they had 672,000 viewers, which from 723,000, I think people wanted to see, okay, what is this going to be about? But this is quite a drop to the second week's episode, 672,000 live viewers. Again, keep in mind, people are watching on streaming more so than they've done before. But we also see a new series low in their demo. In the second week. All right, so the first week. Oh, hold on. So the first week we see here, they had a 0.18 demo, which was a series low. That was the premiere episode. Second week, we have a 0.16. Now it's a new series low in their demo. So this is 0.16. The premiere episode, 0.18. All right. So this week, the new ratings for Real Housewives of Atlanta's third episode came out. And now they're in between. So this is not a series low for their demo. But it does say a series low in viewers. Again, it's a new age when it comes to, you know, live viewership. People are not necessarily watching things live. People watching things on DVR. But Bravo does look at the, you know, the third day ratings and things like that. And they're also looking at streaming. But here's the thing with streaming that I hate is that it's not like live ratings. We don't know what those numbers are unless Bravo or Peacock decides to tell us what those numbers are. And I always tell you, we talk about this all the time. They're very convenient when they want to release the ratings for streaming. And they always do it strategically. You saw it when people start talking about, oh, people are not watching this show or this series. Then all of a sudden you see everyone posting, oh, this is the best year actually for this particular series. They said the same thing about the last season of Real Housewives of New Jersey, but you see where we're at with that. Look, you know that meme with Dolores. Okay, so we see week one, there was a series low. Week two, in their demo. Week two, we see a series low in their demo. Week three, which was this past Sunday's episode, we didn't see a series low in their demo, but we do see a series low in their viewers. And a lot of people are saying that this is sort of the backlash of Team Twirl. As you know, Kenya Moore, you do see Kenya, but you don't see Kenya during the season. It's definitely a decline in what we could be getting from Kenya. You're not getting confessionals. You're not getting Kenya's personal story. Fine. And I said, I think Bravo might regret not doing all of that. Okay. And it looks like Kenya will be more than willing. And now there's still a big debate whether or not Kenya will be at the reunion. If Kenya's not at the reunion, I think that might be the kibosh the nail in the coffin for Real Housewives of Atlanta. Because you can't have her be a part of the season in this way and then have this big incident happen and have her not be a part. One thing I did want to mention to you guys was the fact that Real Housewives of Atlanta will be having an after show. Cynthia Bailey on her podcast with Crystal Kung Minkoff confirmed this week. Take a look.
And now we do after shows now too.
And after shows.
I don't think, were they doing that?
Yeah,
when you were
I did after shows.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I did after shows.
I'm getting ready to start after shows for Atlanta, which I will probably have to explain.
Okay, let's talk about after shows. Oh my God, this will be.
And now we do after shows now too.
And after shows.
I don't think, were they doing that
yeah,
when you were?
Yeah, I did after shows.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I did after shows.
I'm getting ready to start after shows for Atlanta. Which I will probably have to explain.
Okay, let's talk about after shows. Oh my God.
That might be good news for some people. Some people are now thinking, well, now this could be an opportunity for Kenya to be a part of the show. I don't know. I don't know if that will make sense at this particular point. But some people might say, well, if we're not going to get confessionals, this might be an opportunity for her to do something, okay? To explain her side of things. We shall see. We shall see, because apparently they have not started filming the after shows just yet. I will say, I do believe that they regret not in some shape or form including Kenya a little bit more or just not including Kenya at all. Because remember, all of this stuff went down at the top of the season. And I told you, I was a little concerned that if they decided to keep it in, yes, it was a big social media backlash on it. But I was like, okay, but if you have so much happening this season, why keep it in? It happened at the top of the season. Why keep it? Why do you have to get Phaedra at the last 2 weeks of the season if the season is so great? Why? I'm asking legitimate questions. I'm not being shady. I'm like, if the season is so good, why would you need Phaedra at the end of the season? Maybe we'll see. Maybe she adds a little something. Devin says that not including her in the confessionals is stupid. Maybe they will right the wrong based off of the ratings decline in the after show. We shall see. Kenya did a whole press tour promoting her book with her daughter, Brooklyn, and talked about what she did and took her own ownership of that. And she said that she's in a good space with the network, according to her, and that she does text with Andy. Andy did confirm that they'd been speaking. So maybe this will be Kenya's opportunity, at least when it comes to what's supposed to go down at the Kenya Moore Hair Spa. Bootsy says that Kenya was removed prematurely. Maybe. But I think we'll have more clarity this week in this week's episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta, which might be their biggest. I think we will see an uptick in viewership and the demo, especially if what people want to know what exactly went down between Kenya and Britt. I told you during my recaps, some of what we're seeing of Britt and her constant talking about Kenya is not making sense based off the edit. Again, we're watching an edited show, but it's not making sense. It's like, girl, you seem to be like, Kenya made a shady remark, okay, at that party, at Tamia's party. But I was like, was that warranted for you to keep talking about it in every scene since? I felt like that was doing a lot, which says to me, maybe more happened and they are not showing it beforehand. But right now, it's not making sense to me. Like, these numbers aren't making sense. But I told you, if you looked at the title, I said, Bravo, allegedly, are concerned about the ratings, no matter what they want to do. Because I knew, I was sort of like a countdown in my head, metaphor countdown in my head. I was like, Bravo's going to be like, via some sort of press outlet, is going to come out and say, oh, but the streaming numbers are record-breaking. We've seen them do it. I always try to use my platform to let you guys know, let's not start falling for the okey-doke of what they do with the press. They've been doing this since the beginning of time when it comes to trying to manipulate the audience, okay? But I also try to tell you, like, well, keep in mind, live viewership is not what they rely on as much as they used to. However, we're also not going to fall for the okey-doke. All right, so our friends over at The Neighborhood Talk did a story this week in regards to Real Housewives of Atlanta's ratings, because multiple sources and multiple platforms like TV Deeds were saying, look, the ratings are not rating right now. TV Deeds is even in the comment section of this report putting source, ? Thank you, TikTok. Thank you so much, Victor, for the heart puffs. Thank you. Guys, keep tapping your screens. And for those that are here on YouTube, be sure to like the video. Shout out to those of you watching on Twitch and Twitter as well. So shout out to our friends over at TV Deeds. So they wrote this article the other day. Okay, not the other day, yesterday or something like that. All right, so they wrote this in regards to the ratings. They said, neighbors, get into this. The numbers are in for Real Housewives of Atlanta and the fans are loving it. They said the fans are loving it. Mind you, it's a short article. And look, these blogs have relationships with these networks. And I wouldn't be surprised if the network was like, well, here are the numbers. Can you do a report for us? We'll pay you about, you know, whatever. Just saying. Okay. So according to The Neighborhood Talk, they wrote, with 7 days of multi-platform viewing, the season 16 premiere, Real Housewives of Atlanta, garnered over 2.5 million total viewers. This is on track to match the season 15 premiere, and it's also seeing impressive gains on Peacock, with viewership up 18% season over season. They said the premiere episode now ranks as the second most watched Housewives season premiere in Peacock history. The series continues to rank as one of the top series on cable among Black audiences. We love to see it, they said. And as I said to you before, our friends over at TV Deeds, where we get a lot of our TV ratings, our live TV ratings, they posted in the comment section, they said, source? Source? Where'd you get this from? Cite your source. Bravo? Okay. Bravo, maybe? All right. But I wouldn't be surprised that people are curious about the season, the new season, because there's a bunch of newbies. Even the people that say that they're not going to watch, I believe that they still watch the season premiere. Yeah. Shane says, they do this every franchise. I'm over it. Well, they do it conveniently for certain. I think when they're getting bad press, that's when they do it, because that has been the speculation. Well, shout out to our friends over at lovebscott.com. They wrote this article yesterday in regards to the ratings decline. They wrote this. It looks like Bravo is in full damage control mode when it comes to the Real Housewives of Atlanta's ratings, but the numbers tell the real story. Following the all-time series low for the season 16 premiere, the ratings for episode 2 have now dropped even further, pulling in 672,000 viewers with a 0.16 demo rating, you know, for the ages between 18 and 49, marking yet another series low in the key demo. The first episode had the series low in demo. The second episode had the new series low in demo. This week, it fell in between there. In between the two series lows. So after reports highlighted the steep decline in live viewership, Bravo attempted to reframe the narrative, emphasizing delayed viewing and Peacock streaming in an effort to paint a more positive picture. While it's true that the streaming numbers have seen some growth, it doesn't erase the fact that Real Housewives of Atlanta's live audience is rapidly vanishing. For years, RHOA was Bravo's flagship Housewives franchise, consistently delivering powerhouse ratings. But these numbers suggest that even longtime fans aren't tuning in like they used to. The days of RHOA dominating Sunday night seems to be over, and no amount of spin can change the reality that viewership is continuing to decline week after week. Look, with major cast changes and a season already met with lukewarm reception, the real question is, how much lower can the show go before Bravo steps in? Because at this rate, the biggest drama isn't happening on screen, it's in the ratings. Damn. Look, the season 16 premiere of The Real Housewives of Atlanta failed to make a strong first impression, delivering the lowest rated season premiere in franchise history in the key demographic. Airing on Sunday, the warmly anticipated premiere pulled in 723,000 total viewers and scored a 0.18 rating in the coveted 18 to 49 demo, a sharp decline compared to past seasons. For a franchise that once dominated Bravo's reality TV lineup, these numbers signal a concerning trend, especially at the network's attempt to revamp the show following a rocky season 15. As LoveBScott.com first reported, Real Housewives of Atlanta season 16 brings a major cast shakeup, with Portia Williams returning and Cynthia Bailey rejoining an enhanced, quote, friend of the show following Kenya Moore's controversial return and abrupt departure. They're joined by newcomers Brittany Eady, Kelly Farrell, and Angela Oakley, alongside the sole returning full-time housewife from last season, Drew Sidora. When fan favorite Candy Burris, who had been a mainstay for 14 seasons, officially exited the series, some longtime viewers were left questioning the show's direction. Despite the fresh lineup and Bravo's attempt to reinvigorate the series, the lackluster premiere ratings suggest that the audiences may be still on the fence about this new era of RHOA. While the premiere numbers are concerning, it's still early in the season. The Real Housewives of Atlanta franchise has seen mid-season rebounds before, especially if the drama intensifies and word of mouth brings back viewers. Social media buzz and future episodes could still turn things around, but Bravo will need to keep audiences engaged if they want RHOA to remain a staple in their reality TV empire. Okay, Denver, write this article. Will season 16 be able to recapture the magic, or are these ratings a sign that RHOA is losing its grip? Only time will tell. Jazz the Guru asked the question, what happened to Phaedra coming back to RHOA? I thought she was supposed to return. She does, the last 2 weeks. So we probably won't see her until their cast trip, which is towards the end of the season, which is why I said I think it's concerning that the season wasn't that great. Because I feel like if the season was great and they had the content that they needed, why bring in Phaedra at the end of the season? Some might say, well, because people wanted to see Phaedra return and this was a great opportunity. Phaedra being returning does not come cheap. So it makes me wonder if the season is actually going to bring it. And I don't believe, I saw Cynthia on her podcast, we have a really good season. It's very unpredictable. I don't believe anything that these Bravo people say. I don't believe what the blogs that are bought and paid by Bravo say. All right? I'm looking at the numbers, okay? Not Bravo's pretend numbers that they love to put out there. But we shall see. Again, it's only episode 3. Am I still engaged? But yes, I'm engaged, but I'm not excited so far. But we shall see. We shall see. All right. Was there anything else that I wanted to say about these numbers? No. Let's move on. Okay. But before we move on, today's live is also brought to you by our friends over at Factor Meals. On a busy day like today, Factor Meals makes it so easy for those of you with a busy schedule, busy lifestyle, and just a lot going on, where you can get healthy meals, quality meals in just 2 minutes. Okay. So Factor says that ready to optimize your nutrition this year, Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can feel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active or busy lifestyle. What I love about Factor is that you have 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week. It's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Anyone else a picky eater? I am. So they have something for everyone. And of course, we've got you a discount. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/Kempire50off. And use code Kempire50off to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code Kempire50off at factormeals.com/Kempire50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. More information will be available in the description. And if you're watching on TikTok or if you're watching on Twitch or Twitter, head on over to our YouTube channel and check out the description of this video so you can get your discount as well. All right. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring our impromptu live today. Okay. I am going to drop the call-in link. We'll take some callers, but I'm dropping the call-in link first for our members before we get into the Bozeman St. John of it all. Okay. Because I really was just going to go live and talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta, but then I saw this story and I said, oh, shoot. What? I think she miscalculated, everyone. I really think Bozeman miscalculated. I think she thought that this was going to be the way. And maybe this is the way she's done things in corporate America. And it's just, maybe she overplayed her hand. Maybe. But I think based off of the callers today, a lot of people did not like her appearance on Watch What Happens Live and how she was sort of shucking and jiving and not correcting Erica with some of the things that Erica said during this appearance. But before we do that, let me just drop this for our members. And I'm going to show you a clip of what I'm referring to. And then we need to take a look at Bozeman's Instagram account, because she just posted a few hours ago some photos and memories from her trip here in New York City to Watch What Happens Live. Thank you guys so much for everything on TikTok. We appreciate that. All right. Let me just drop this first. Okay. So if you missed it, we did post a video yesterday. I've posted so many different things. A video yesterday breaking down the tea that I heard of what went down at the reunion, explaining why Garcelle Bouvet decided not to return for another season. Apparently, word on the street, homegirl quit at the reunion. The reunion trailer then dropped a few hours later, where you see Garcelle say, F this, I'm leaving. And she was not there for the group photo at the end. During Watch What Happens Live, Erica Jayne and Bozeman St. John were asked about Garcelle leaving. Their reaction was pretty interesting. And I think that is part of what has gotten everyone like, what is going on? Like, this is weird. She's been there for 5 seasons. Yes, you guys have your issues, but your reaction is strange. And look, you know what I hate about this situation with Garcelle leaving? it feels as if she was pushed out. Yes, it was her decision. She did not have to leave. Bravo wanted her to stay. People love Garcelle. If this is not a perfect example of how much a beloved Garcelle is by the Bravo universe, for the most part, but by people, I'm going to say, because the Bravo universe can be a lot of racists in it too. And that's part of the reason why it probably was an easy decision for Garcelle to be like, yeah, deuces. Because of the vitriol that she's had to deal with since being on this show. People are still bothered that she's called out some of the microaggressions from this group. It's like people want, the people that were uncomfortable with Garcelle calling out the microaggressions that she experienced in this group are the same people that say, I don't see color. Yes, you too, son. Are the same people that be like, racism is over. Also, those are those same people. And if 2025 hasn't shown you that racism isn't over, I don't know what to tell you. You can live in your ignorance, but you can't live over here. All right? So I think it was this part, because a lot of you, when you called in earlier today, that highlighted the fact that Bozema did not correct Erica Jayne when she tried to downplay Garcelle buying.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/hiddentruecrime or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/hiddentruecrime.
A beach house while she's renting her home was the last straw for a lot of people. But as you know, if you've been watching a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recaps, we've been talking about some of the interesting behavior that we've noticed from Bose. And then we've been reporting to you that there are people that have been speaking out, people that have worked with her. People, allegedly, I'll say, people that have had things to say about her corporate career over the years. So let me just play this quick clip for you guys, and then we will get into what they're saying on Bozema St. John's Instagram.
All boring in the trailer.
I did not call her boring. I said, I wish you were more interesting.
Girl, that's semantics. Okay.
In the world I live in, you got to spit it plain.
Halala on Twitter said, have you ever shared your dating life or friendships on camera? I don't recall seeing that.
Hold on.
I'm curious, why call out Garcelle for not being open when you've kept your own personal life pretty
private? My own personal life? Yeah. My husband went to jail, honey. I lost my home, my family, everything I own. I'm currently being...
I love how she says this, and we've talked about this endlessly in regards to Erica trying to make it seem what she went through, which was already 2 documentaries. There were multiple reports. There were arrests. A whole law firm shut down. Girl, you couldn't help but have this be talked about. But your friends on the show weren't asking the question. It was Sutton and Garcelle that were asking the questions.
Suit. I went to jail, honey. I lost my home, my family, everything I own. I'm currently being sued. I was like in terrible, still am, terrible legal jeopardy. Have not shared.
Okay, well.
Let him know.
Okay.
No. Well,
ooh, it's true. It's true.
I almost cursed.
Girl, that's what I said.
Okay.
Let him know.
It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're going to have to do more than buy a beach house in Bakersfield. Okay.
That's what I said. Let him know.
It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're going to have to do more than buy a beach house in Bakersfield. Okay.
Mind you, that question was not really about Garcelle. And you went on this rant and you then brought it back to be about Garcelle. You're going to have to do more than buy a home in Bakersfield while you're renting your home. This is Garcelle's second home that she has. Second home, she's booked, she's busy. She could actually walk away from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and still have jobs, current jobs. She's got an NBC Universal first look contract. She's got multiple contracts with Lifetime. She's got a Hulu show and a Netflix show. What do you have that was not bought? Including this position on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The only reason why you're on the show is because of Tom's money that was bought from victims' money, that was stolen from victims' money. So even that's not real. Even that you didn't earn. So everything that comes out of your experience of being on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is because of Tom and him buying you your failed career. Because even with him buying you a career, you still know you're not a notable singer. You're not a notable singer. No one's like, you hear that new Erica Jane song? No. So even with all of the money in the world, he couldn't even buy you a successful music career. Even with all of that. And that's why she's upset. That's why she's so bothered. But what bothered a lot of people was the fact that Bozema St. John, who has worked, who has created the wealth for herself. She talked about this when she lost her home in the fires. She talked about what she had to do to get that home. Because it's one thing to be friends with someone, but if you're a real ally, if you are real, like, you know, pro-Black, like she likes to pretend to be, but according to people that have worked with her, she comes in with that whole allegedly, oh, I'm going to bring the diversity, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and you fail to do that. That's exactly the behavior that I'm seeing on this show. So a lot of people were disappointed with all of the sound effects and all of the, all of her behavior on Watch What Happens Live. And I think she thought aligning herself with the Fox Force flunkies, that she thought that this was going to be her way in. I don't know why she thought that. And look, we know Garcelle has not been perfect on this show. We know that Garcelle sometimes has maybe defended Sutton when she shouldn't defend Sutton. However, I really believe that Garcelle is a genuine, kind human being. I can't say that for a lot of these housewives across this franchise. But I think Bozema, because she is such a marketing genius, according to her, and maybe she is. Honestly, I feel like some of the moves that she's made, putting herself in a position where there is a large female audience and she has products that females are going to want and a workshop that women. So that's smart. But you didn't have to take someone down, allegedly, in order to do that. So there's been a lot of backlash. On her Instagram account, she posted quite a few photos. All right. She posted quite a few photos on her Instagram in regards to her appearance on Watch What Happens Live. Let me see if I can pull that up. Please and hold. Okay, let me just pull this up so that we can see it together. And she did, in this post with multiple slides, she did have a message for Garcelle. However, you got to slide through it multiple times. That's the only thing. Hold on one second. Let me just go here so that you guys can see it. Okay. All right. Let me move this. Hold on, y'all. I just want to... Okay, so it's going to have to be like this. All right. Public. Go live. There we go. All right. So this is a post that she posted about 7 hours ago. So she posted a few different photos and videos from her appearance. Okay, let me move myself out of the way. Let me go up here so that you guys can see what's happening here. Okay. All right. So she posted this earlier today and she put the caption, "There's an African proverb which says a single bracelet does not jingle. I've taken that saying to heart in this season of filming Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and knowing that the power of the platform comes from the ensemble and not an individual. And yet we can each be different and celebrated for our distinction. It was an honor to be asked to be on Bravo TV on Watch What Happens Live by Andy Cohen on the finale episode of season 14, but it was a hot seat for sure. And believe me, our reunion's even hotter and there's a whole hell of a lot of jingling. Lord have mercy. So tune in because there's a lot to learn for context on everything." All right. All right. But let's take a look. So these are some of the photos that she posted and videos that she posted. Okay. All right. All right. See, there's multiple photos. Okay, let's keep going. Then on the, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We get to the 12th slide before she posts this in regards to Garcelle. The 12th slide. So a lot of people are like, did she delete it? Because people... Because sometimes I don't go through that many slides. I might go through the first couple. And if it's most of these slides were her posing and doing things at Watch What Happens Live. I know for a fact that a lot of people probably missed this completely. Okay. So she did post something about Garcelle and she tagged Garcelle. She says, "To Garcelle, for your pioneering bravery and grace in 5 seasons of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, well done." Who does she think she's talking to? Like she's talking to one of her employees. That's what it's sounding like. Yes, the 12th slide. "Well done. I wish we had more time together on this platform to continue showing the world that both of us can exist in the same space with differing offerings and different opinions and besties, but still find a way to resolve our differences without tearing the world apart. And that we're able to shine bright together and individually too. You are leaving on your terms, and while I'm disappointed by your exit, it is commendable. I'm wishing you even greater success. Onward. With respect always, Bose." Damage control. Why is this the 12th slide? Why is this not her Instagram story? Well, they were dragging her in the comments, y'all. We do not promote or endorse bullying of any kind. But I will say some of the comments aren't bullying. There's just people sharing their opinions on, girl, it was not a good look. It was not a good look on Watch What Happens Live. So our friends over at TV Deets said this. They said, "Disappointed with your Watch What Happens Live appearance, but I'm still a fan, hoping for a less toxic season next year." Another person says, "Why did you sit there silently as Erica downplayed and shaded Garcelle's beach house, which she bought with her own money? Garcelle owns 2 homes. Erica's renting a casita if we want to go there with it." Okay. One of her friends says this in the comment section. Wait, did she? Because I know Bo's replied to some of these comments. Her friend, I think this is Kari Champion or something like that. "Yo, I think context is needed, and I wish there was a behind-the-scenes camera on at all times. I'll be racing to the comment section after the reunion show." Tuh. Well, I wish you luck with that. I wish you luck. Because we're not basing everything about Bose off of what we've seen on the show, even though that is enough. We've seen a lot. The after show, what we've seen on the show, we're like, you're moving funny. But then when we hear what people have allegedly experienced with Bose over the years, her very quick stints at Uber, Netflix, Apple Music, et cetera, it makes us all kind of go, And then what we see on this show, we're like, oh, that lines up. That lines up. All right. So let me keep going down. Let me keep going down. Because she could have been deleting comments. I should have seen some of these comments, but she didn't. Look, no, some of these comments are still here. All right. Someone says, "I like you, Bose, but I don't give a damn what happened at the reunion. You and Erica depicted completely repulsive mean girl behavior on Watch What Happens Live.
There's clearly a new clique, and I say goodbye to that. Hard to imagine you participating in that since you were in corporate world for so long. This person must have not read the tea that we've been talking about. Allegedly, this is very much in line. Also, you clearly don't know what this clicky cast has done for the last couple of seasons. Unwatchable by Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Best of luck to you both. I need to go find, because one of these people she replied to. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to see if I can find it. Oh, here it is. Hold on. Is this the one she responded to? Let me see. I know she replied to some of these. Let me see if I can find it. All right, let me just read this comment, though. Autumn said, girl, after that nasty response to last night on Watch What Happens Live, please, being mean on national television and then nice in a slideshow on Instagram are not even comparable. For someone who acted as a moral compass all season, it was really disappointing to see your behavior. And you're right, Garcelle did pave the way. And the reality is you will also see in time just who these ladies really are. You will also see how quickly the audience turns on Black women. She then says she was also the fan favorite at first. Then they tore her apart down to her children, both the ladies and the audience. Garcelle is not a saint, but her frustration and pain were warranted and no one cared about it. We hear about Erica's gripes over the Tom situation with the group every season, but Garcelle gets told to get over it. Very disappointing to see how easily you turned on her. I can't imagine how much that hurt her to watch last night. So this is all about her appearance. This is not about what, you know, the tea that we talked about from the reunion. This is more so about what people watched on Watch What Happens Live last night. Let me see if I can find where she replies to someone. I wish I had saved it. Or did I? Look, sometimes I'm better than I think I am. This other comment here says, I didn't expect you to jump on the I hate Garcelle bandwagon. There was no need to come to her defense, but we didn't see the need to be. But we'll wait to see what Garcelle did to personally offend you. All right, let me see, because I know she replied to someone here. Here comes another comment. Another person says, you are such a disappointment and you have to be one of the biggest letdowns on reality TV. The way that you came in this group and aligned yourself against Garcelle purposefully and then act as though you want to show that you both can exist in the space is a personification of hypocrisy. I just love that the people that are commenting are not just being hateful. They are laying out their issue with what they're watching. So a hot pretty mess. Also said, oh, I think this is the one she replied to. She said, your actions with Erica on Watch What Happens Live literally confirmed what everyone was thinking. All the rumors that have been coming out about how you treat Black women in corporate America have been giving a leg to stand on based on the way you treated Garcelle. To be such a boss and have the real colonizers of Beverly Hills turn you into the help was heartbreaking. All skin folk ain't kinfolk. Oh, maybe she deleted her reply. Let me see if I saved it, y'all. Let me see if I saved it because... Now, did I? No, I saved that comment, but we already read that. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep scrolling. No, I think that was the comment. Maybe she deleted it. Maybe she deleted her comment because I was pretty sure that was the post that she replied to. Damn it. Look, damn it. No, I don't see it. Another person in the comment section, for those that are just joining us, we're talking about Bozoma St. John being dragged in her own comment section after putting this picture of her and Garcelle on her 12th slide. 12th slide. I guess we were supposed to dig through all of this to find this heartfelt message that she didn't even share in her Instagram story. We checked. This other person says, Bose, you need to watch Garcelle's 5 years on the show and see how she was treated by Dorit, Erica, Renna, Diana, Kyle. For you to side with the white women and believe the mess they gave you is suspect. You are no better than them in partaking with their mess. I so wanted to like you as a strong Black woman coming onto the show, but you were not the friend to another Black woman I thought you would be. And that is sad. From one Black woman to another, do better. They treat us any way they want. We should stand by our own and not partake in the foolishness. Whew, child. Let me see. Let me keep going.
Yes. So I know she did respond to one of these comments, and I can't seem to find it unless she deleted it. I don't think she would. Let me see if I can. Because sometimes when you look on the website version of Instagram, it doesn't hit the same. So let me look. Let me look. Mm-mm-mm. And while I'm doing that, guys, keep liking the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. Let me go here. Let me go to the comment section. Let me go down. Because if it's not there, then, oh, she must have deleted it, y'all. I think she did delete those comments because now they're not coming up. Oh, no, they're not coming up anymore. Yeah. Okay, Bozema, are you deleting your own comments? Because now your comments aren't even coming up. Only the comments where she was not like clapping back are coming up. Because she was clapping back a couple of hours ago. Oh, wait. No, I found it. Never mind. I found it. Let me scroll down. It was a little further. This is one of the comments that I saw. Hold on. Let me see if I can find this comment. Where is it? But let me keep reading these comments because some of these comments are giving what it, I'm like, okay. I like you, Bose, but I don't give a damn what happened at... Oh, no. We read those already. Let me go down. Okay. Let me go down. I'm going to make sure I look for this comment. Hold on, y'all. Oh, here it is. Let me see. Okay, so this person commented. They said, it's going to be epic. Okay Shore says, it's going to be epic when they all turn on you next. I was hoping you were smarter than what you've shown on the show, becoming the muscle for problematic cast members looking to deflect from their own bad behavior. Good luck to you. So, okay, here's Bozema's comment. Look, can y'all see? Everyone can see? All right. So Bo's response, it says, sweetheart, I promise you that I didn't make it to the 4 C-suite offices without understanding how to hold my own. And that was without cameras and without people cheering me on. And yet I survived, thrived, and looked good doing it with accolades to boot. So watch me work. Heart emoji. I feel like that's her same response, though, to every time she's called out. It's the same response. It's the same rehearsed response. And I'm like, okay. But here's the thing. I also love the fact when I heard Bose was going to be on the show, I was like, oh, well, she has a very interesting story with her husband and her career, only for us to find out what people have experienced allegedly with her career. But we also have to keep in mind, how long was she at these places? And according to people that allegedly worked with her, they said she really didn't have the effect that she was talking about having. Just saying. She also responded somewhere else. Let me see if I can find that comment too. Let me see. Because there was another comment. Oh, wait, maybe it's down here. I will say this. Mario in the comment section also said this. With all due respect to you, you just lost your beach house and we all heard what it meant to your family. You, of all people, should not stay quiet and giggle on TV when another successful Black woman's beach house was mocked by a woman who could barely rent and her fame came from stolen money. Very disappointing. Good luck, season 2. All right. And then some people are tagging Erica Jayne in these comments. Because people, look, I think we should also be holding Erica Jayne accountable for some of the problematic things that she did last night, too. But I'm telling you, if you read this comment section on Bose's post today, they are taking her, like they are dragging her, calling her a snake. Someone says, you showed us exactly who you are. Watch What Happens Live. Ain't nothing badass about sitting there silent and laughing the way you did. Bunny said, I was rooting for you so hard, but I am so frustrated with you. How you behaved on Watch What Happens Live was appalling. My God, if these rumors are true about what you did to Garcelle, mark my words, Kyle, Dorit, Erica will turn on you next. And it's so obvious that you clearly didn't watch the previous seasons. Congratulations on being the token Black puppet for Erica and Dorit. I beg to differ, though. I think that she did watch those past seasons, but allegedly, that's her MO in corporate America. Allegedly. Oh, damn. Hold on. Let me be careful before I read this comment, but let me read it in my head real quick, y'all. Oh, well, I'm just going to read this comment because this is posted on a public platform and y'all can go read this for yourselves. I'm not making this up myself. And this is from Fragrance with Love on she posted this like 2 hours ago. Black women do not buy her badass workshops. She's that corporate kind who will push other Black women out. Meanwhile, she wants to profit off us. Your treatment of Garcelle has been so disheartening to watch. If she had actually done something to you, that would be one thing. But how do you go from making jokes with her about your braids being an anchor on the boat in St. Lucia to demeaning her on Watch What Happens Live? You are scarily duplicitous.
Choked. Damn.
Look. Another person says your silence about Garcelle was deafening. And for the newbie, you've been very clear in your dislike of everybody but Dorit. You are a major disappointment. They are dragging her in her comment section, y'all. Someone says you cheered on a waitress that flaunted victims' money and had to marry a man that was twice her age to be relevant. Garcelle worked and built a career, honestly, and you helped the white girls tear her down. I don't like it now. They have power over you. They used you because they couldn't do it. And is Erica really interesting besides the trashy music and her? Damn, I'm not gonna read those last parts. Damn, y'all. I only read a couple of these and I'm just like, damn, it keeps going and going and going. Someone says I was rooting for you, but after watching you on Watch What Happens Live, you lost a fan. But here's the thing. I said this before. Let me get out of here. I said this before that she only posted this. I believe, in my opinion, that she only posted, Bozema St. John only posted this because she was receiving backlash. And then she put this photo of her and Garcelle from one of the other trips, not trips, but group events that they had. And then she posted this message that people are like, girl, this is damage control. And mind you, it's the 12th slide. There are a lot of people that did not even see this. They're going to see it now because we're talking about it. But they didn't even see it. I could understand if Garcelle did something to Bozema, but I just don't see it. I just don't see it. And I told you what allegedly is brought up during the reunion as to be part of the reason why Bozema had a problem with Garcelle. And it was something that Sutton said, but she allegedly made it Garcelle's problem and fault. Like, you didn't correct her. Okay. All right, we have quite a few people backstage that want to call in and share their thoughts. But before we do that, I'm going to say thank you for a few super chats. Guys, we have over 2,500 of you watching on multiple platforms. Thank you. We appreciate that. Shout out to those of you watching on Twitch and Twitter. We got over like 1,100 people on Twitter watching. Hey, Twitter. Look, I'm giving, what is it, Britt Edie's husband's face. Okay. All right. Let me say thank you because we had a few super chats. We appreciate the support, guys, but you can also support just by liking the video, by sharing the video. We appreciate that. Gary says, notice Bravo didn't release the streaming numbers for RHOA last season, even though they were doing it for other cities. They have a narrative to spin. And I'm telling you, according to my sources, they are concerned. They are concerned. I don't know. Look, y'all know I don't come out with my source information or exclusive information. Ever. Like, I get a lot of stuff that I don't run with or talk about. But when I do, please understand why I'm doing it. RH, thank you so much for the super chat. RH says, use me as I'm here to drag Bo's butt. No, we're not going to drag Bo's. That's something that she would do. Alicia, thank you so much for the super chat. Alicia says, Kempire, the show is over. Storylines are tired. Portia worried about Dennis after tried to get him locked up in Mexico. We didn't forget about that, Alicia. Remember when we recap Portia's family of lies about Dennis after she got to get him locked up in Mexico? Portia and Simon ruined it. Tea with Shaw, thank you so much for the super chat and for being a member. Bo's wearing the fabric from Ghana while throwing Garcelle under the bus was diabolical.
I didn't even think about that.
Rahina, thank you so much for the super chat. Another super chat. Oh, but let me shimmy, because that's a $20. Look, we got a shimmy. You know what that is, right, Erica Jane? Rahina says, F Erica. Sorry, I'm annoyed. I'm a fellow Haitian, and I'm pissed that they came from my Haitian sister. Yeah. And your own. Look, your own. Rahina, thank you for another super chat. Not really a typo? Uh-oh. Look, uh-oh. Thank you for another super chat. Tamia, thank you so much for the super chat. Wait, okay, short. 1989 is what? Oh, thank you, Tamia. Oh, you were trying to get me to. I'm sorry, but thank you so much, Tamia. I appreciate you doing the work to help me figure it out. Yes, Tamia, I reposted this on X. Netflix posted Garcelle is and will always be that girl. First of all, the Jamie Foxx show, which is on Netflix, another reason why they're highlighting her. And she's on their new show, The Survival of the Thickest. So she's, look, come on. She's a part of the family. But we've been saying this. Even if she wasn't booked and busy, she's been that girl. Raheena, you were giving us the coins. Reading Bose's comment, I realized that she sounds like my ex-friend who happened to be African. She actually scammed me recently. Oh, wait, you talked about that, right? Raheena, you called us and you told us about what happened with that? Thank you for another super chat, Raheena. Raheena says, so dismissive too, putting it on the 12th slide. Kempire, so sorry. I am so annoyed. They came from my Haitian sisters. Yeah, that's the shady part about it. You're doing the damage control, but you put it on the 12th slide. First of all of these slides that she was showing, ain't nobody going through all these slides of you talking and pictures and whatnot from Watch What Happens Live. Ain't nobody going through all of that to finally get to the post where you talk about Garcelle. That's the shade of it all. And then in your note to her, it sounds like you're saying goodbye to an employee. And guess once it, corporate America op, always a corporate America op. All right. Let me say thank you. We're almost at 1,000 likes. Thank you guys so much for liking the video already without me having to ask. I appreciate that. Make sure you subscribe as well so you don't miss out. We don't just talk about the housewives here. I know this week and these last couple of weeks have been a lot of housewives stuff, but we also talk about everything in pop culture. So be sure to check out some of the stories that you may have missed already this week and last week. Dining Out Lover, thank you so much for the super chat. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Boz, we're not slow. You're not like us. And remember at the top of the season when we were talking about her being a marketing executive, I was like, that makes me concerned. That makes me really, really concerned. Yeah. All right. So for those that are just joining us, we're talking about the Real Housewives of Atlanta ratings dropping, and Bravo is trying to do damage control. This is the theme of today's live show, is damage control. And then Bozema St. John is trying to do her own damage control on social media about the backlash that she's been receiving for her just sitting there while Erica Jane made a lot of microaggressions about Garcelle. Okay. All right. We have quite a few members backstage that want to share their thoughts. Those of you that are backstage, you will be getting only a minute. So please respect the timer so that we're able to get to everyone. Shout out to everyone watching on multiple platforms. We appreciate the support there. And again, sometimes we go live exclusively on those platforms, but like TikTok, right? TikTok. Shout out to everyone watching on TikTok as well. Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.